Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spencer Long. Spencer Long has knee quad tendonitis. He's pretty sore. Stephon McClure has hamstring strain. He'll be questionable day-to-day. Preston Smith has a groin. He'll be questionable day-to-day. Trent Williams aggravated his knee. He'll be questionable day-to-day. Fabian Moreau has a hamstring. He'll be day-to-day. Sheriff, we got better news on Sheriff. He got hurt on his lower back when he got speared. And then he also has the MCL. It's a grade 2, so there's a chance with treatment and all that, there's a chance we can brace it up. We'll see how he does during the week. And Moses has both ankle sprains. He'll be day-to-day. Also, Norman should get back to practice with his rib. Everett should get back to practice with his hamstring. And Catalina with his concussion.
When the backups to the injured starters who are supposed to be taking advantage of opportunity by playing and a rare chance to be on the field can't post because they're also hurt, you know you're in a really bad way.
Poor Jay Gruden was exhausted.
Jay needed to take a nap after that injury report.
I mean, that poor man had to read all that?
48 seconds of reading about injuries the other day after the game. So we've got an update for you from Wednesday. The NFL takes injuries very seriously. This is not the National Hockey League where you get to just say someone's got an upper or lower body and then might be out for the season or they could be back tomorrow.
He's out because the top half of his body's hurt. We're not telling you where.
The NFL does things a little bit differently, so they give you a lot more information. So here is what we got yesterday. On a day in which the Redskins did not practice, by the way, because they didn't have enough healthy bodies to practice, they still had to put out who would have and would not have been able to participate in practice.
Amazing.
Here's where we were. Zach Brown, not named in that 40-some seconds of audio there, was not able to practice had they have had a practice because of a back injury that I didn't even know about yet. He's just the best player on their defense. That's all he is right now. How's that going to work out? Spencer Long, you heard he's got a knee, did not practice. Ty Nsekhe with a core muscle, couldn't practice. Also, not going to be available to play. They've essentially already ruled him out. Brandon Sheriff's got a knee and a back problem. He couldn't have practiced. Preston Smith, with his groin, wouldn't have been able to practice. Trent Williams, playing through a knee, wouldn't have been able to practice. Then among the guys that would have just been able to do some side stuff or some individual work, Danny, Tyler Catalina, who's a guard who would start, you would think, if Brandon Sheriff's not able to play, was limited and isn't healthy. DeShazer Everett with a hamstring, limited. Mason Foster. So you got no Zach Brown. Will Compton may have to start for him. What if Mason Foster can't go? Then it's Compton and Spade on the inside, shoulder problem, limited. Stephon McClure is one of your backup safeties. He's having to play a little bit more because Monte Nicholson's been on and off the field with injuries. Knee hamstring, limited. Fabian Moreau's a corner, who we thought may have had to start this past week when Breland was questionable and Norman was out. Well, he hurt his hamstring. He was limited. Morgan Moses is your healthiest offensive tackle. He's got two sprained ankles. He couldn't have practiced if they had one yesterday. Josh Norman is expected to play this week, it sounds like. That's after on Monday night he wasn't even able to cough or sneeze without intense pain. He's going to go out and tackle people.
Could not cough or sneeze.
So he's just going to go play, and I'm expecting that to be fine, I guess. Bashaud Breland, Rob Kelly, Monte Nicholson, Chris Thompson, all full go, but they're dealing with a knee, ankle, shoulder, and toe, respectively. I cannot remember being this banged up as a Redskins organization. I cannot remember in my years around this team, fan, media, whatever we are now, talk show host. I just can't remember it.
This is basically the week report after the body bag game. This is, you got to go back to when I was a child. For when it was like this.
Because you've seen injury reports, Danny, where there's a lot of guys on the injury report.
Yeah.
But they're mostly limited, and you expect almost all of them to play or a lot of them. I mean, there is a chance the Redskins will have more guys not playing than they have spots on the inactive list this week.
As you know, I'm in a salty mood today, and that's Wizards-based. But my first thought when I was, you know, looking some stuff up to get ready to talk about this here on the show, about all the injuries, something popped into my head, quick little sidebar. just renewed irritation at Sua Cravens. That's all. Throwing that out there. A lot of guys are hurt. Really could
Today's
use this.
The day you renew your irritation?
Just was reminded. Second round pick, lost interest in playing football. Really irritating to me. So that's all. Just reminding everybody that he chose not to play football, which is fine. It's his prerogative. It's his right and everything. Just want everyone to remember that the second round pick decided no thank you. Really like second round picks to play football for me. Speaking of which, where the hell is Ryan Anderson? Back to you.
Ryan Anderson is not doing anything.
I want draft picks to play and be good. It's a weird thing that I like. It's a proclivity
to
that
say
I have.
That he's had a quiet season wouldn't be fair to people who are quiet. Silence is more like. I mean, he's
could, removed noise.
Like a library is louder than what he's done this year. You remember back in the day when your mom would be like, "Hey, I just need like a couple minutes. Just everyone, we're in the car. We're gonna play the quiet game." That was a louder vehicle than Ryan Anderson's season to this.
Because somebody would fidget.
Yeah, someone might cough at some point. Occasionally, someone would take a deep breath. There'd be a sigh.
So annoying.
He's done nothing. Nothing. Junior Gallette finally had a decent game, I thought. He was moderately impactful.
I noticed him on the field. That's something.
It's progressive for right? 58. The car was on the track.
Hey, Junior Gallette. All right.
Back to the injuries.
Yeah.
Let's assume, for the sake of the exercise, that Norman does play because of how mad he was. Did you see how mad he was on his Instagram, by the way? It was like a kid posting an Instagram video when he couldn't get what he wanted from his parents. He's like, man, I just want to be out there with the guys. Man, he's like gritting his teeth. It's really funny. For some reason to me, it looked like a 13-year-old who didn't get to go out to the party that his friend was having.
Oh, I had an episode last night with my 4-year-old that actually was like that, except there were a lot more tears and screaming. So I'm not as humored by it. It gave me a little flashback.
Norman's going to play. Breland's going to play. Let's go Rob Kelly, Monte Nicholson, Chris Thompson all play. But that means of the guys who may not, Moses, Moreau, McClure, Foster, Everett, Catalina, Trent Williams, Preston Smith, Brandon Sheriff, Ty Insecki, Spencer Long, Zach Brown. Who would the Redskins miss the most? That's the question we want to pose. And we can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for you as well at 800-636-1067. We'll have a few carved out opportunities on the show for you guys to chime in today. We're going to be busy across the board. We got Sean Sharif talking Redskins, Cowboys, 11:30. Mark Craig covers the Mets on a managerial candidate for the Nats who could be coming over in the division. Andy Barron's on fantasy football. But we got some time for you right now, 800-636-1067. So of all these players who are injured, and namely the best of them, Zach Brown, Trent Williams, Brandon Sheriff, among your kind of Pro Bowl talents, Mason Foster, you could throw into the mix as being really important. Moses got a big contract this offseason. Who would they miss the most against the Dallas Cowboys if they're not able to go? We'll get into that next. We'll give you our answers and we'll take yours. It's a banged-up Redskins group playing a must-win game against the Cowboys. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.